Blue after that tiny dancer tune, a cool cover of an Elton John classic right there. We're dancing into our next slice of radio. It's 7:30, it's a Tuesday, and welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and we're about to get into another edition of the Bold Heart radio feature. And joining me boldly on a Tuesday, Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active is...
Good morning.
Active as ever. How are you, Sarah?
Well, thank you. So nice to be here.
It's great to have you. I've seen some really interesting stuff on social media. We are going to be illuminating the story now.
This one was intriguing.
Yeah. You've brought a special guest in with you this morning.
Yes.
Who has been your guide on a new recent adventure, yes, into the world of, like that tune said, dance and ballet in particular.
I know.
And Colleen Boot is in the studio with us on the microphone. Colleen, how are you?
I'm very well and very honored to be here and honored to have Sarah in my class the other day.
Well, it wasn't as honorable as it seemed.
It was fun.
It looked like it was a real experience. And I'm fascinated by this world. Something that, Sarah, when was the last time you were in a ballet class? I believe it didn't end so well the last time.
No, it was as a youngster, and eventually the ballet teacher really just said to my mom, you know, like, no, this child is not that graceful. Maybe there's something else that would be better suited for her.
Were you a disruption? Is that, that must have been.
I think I was laughing. I think I was laughing in class, and I think I was a disruption. The last time I did ballet was a very, very, very long time ago, actually.
And what put this on your radar recently? How did you come across Colleen?
Yeah, so actually Colleen swims with me in the morning.
Oh, really?
At Thompson.
Okay.
And doing all these different things. And I said, I really need to do a ballet class. And Colleen was so gracious, and she said, come along. And I'm like, you don't know, I'm going to be so disruptive, you know, and I'm going to laugh. And she says, the ladies are friendly, they can't wait to have you. And it was really, I was walking up the stairs on that Monday afternoon, and I was like, oh my goodness, I had my pink water bottle, and I even found some pink, and I just thought, let me look vaguely the part, you know. And so I arrived, and you know what? You are a little bit apprehensive. I'm going to make a
new thing out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
A little bit of anxiety and intrepidation.
Anyway, and you know, and I didn't even have ballet shoes. I just had socks. Connie said, just put a pair of socks on. They'll be able to. You'll be fine. And all I can say is that Colleen is such a lovely teacher, and she brings this fun element, this relaxed element to the class. And then these gorgeous ladies that arrive, they're laughing and they just can't wait to dance. And
now, so this is the intermediate class that you dropped in on, just to have a look.
Sure,
hey?
You know, just drop me straight in it. And Colleen starts the class, and you know, another thing that I really enjoyed was that piano music, and took me back to when I did do ballet, and we had a piano teacher like on the
plonking away.
But it was so lovely to be in this environment again. And we did some stretches and some. Colleen's going to give us all the what are the technical names? We did
tendus,
yes,
and plies.
Yes.
We didn't quite manage do the pirouettes that day.
No. It was just the basics.
And this was an adult's class.
Yes.
I mean, average age, is there a...
Young at heart, definitely.
No, it varied. They were younger. I'd say this particular class was more...
40-ish?
Yeah, 30s, 40s, that kind of... No, actually...
Up to past 60s.
Past 60s.
You see. So a real spread.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of thing that you can get into and you can keep doing forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the key thing was that we did stretching, we did mobility, and for me the movements take you, it crosses that midline, and if you haven't done it, it's going to do those new things, your brain's learning, you are just, that flexibility and mobility is key.
Yeah. And how long was the class?
An hour.
Yeah.
An hour.
Yeah.
Did it feel like an hour, or did it kind of fly?
No, you build up quite a, like it is. It's intense. Well, it's you make it as intense as whatever you can do. Obviously, I couldn't do all the pretty stuff. I certainly stretched, and I did my pointy toes. I don't even know what it's called.
And your jumps.
And my jumps, yeah.
But I would imagine that when you're so focused and immersed and trying to, you know, you got the concentration and the coordination and there's music and And before you know it, a class is kind of it's over. Yeah. And that's the beauty of it. It's almost like you can't take your worries into the class with you because you're so focused and so present in that moment,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And I think it was so enjoyable. And I think it really was a space to regulate your body. You can't help but feel better after you've done a class like that.
So now I want to find out more about Colleen's journey because this is you're now based in Salt Rock. You told me you're retired, but obviously you're not retired because you're still doing this wonderful thing. But where did the journey start for you with ballet?
I started late as a dancer because we stayed on a small holding and I would put my brother and sister into a show and much to their horror, and I'd never danced, but I eventually started when I was 10, which is late for a ballet dancer if you want to carry on at that stage. But as we see, you can start dancing whatever age.
This is it. If you've got 2 feet.
Yeah. And then I went to ballet school at UCT and came back and eventually ended up in Pietermaritzburg and taught for 40 years.
Wow.
Had my own studio, about 200 odd kids, produced shows, but I absolutely loved it. But the time came to move down here and spend time with my grandchildren and travel.
So this is still a passion for.
But it is really a passion, and I've been so grateful to have this opportunity to be able to teach these lovely ladies.
Amazing. Some so more talented than others.
but have you got, this was the intermediate class that Sarah dropped in, so do you have a sort of a more beginner's class?
And we do. What we do is we have a beginner's class, intermediate, and I think that's where we'd stay, just a beginner's class. And then if you manage the beginner's class, you can always get promoted to the intermediate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
And the ladies are so accepting and helpful. And I design the class according to, I make the steps a little easier or less complicated for the one.
Depending who's dropping in.
This is the value in having an experienced teacher, someone who can tailor the class. Now, do you find, has it been surprising to you since you've been operating in Salt Rock, that there's this appetite, there's this demand, there's like this yearning for maybe those that did ballet years ago and loved it when they were a kid, and this is now something they're rediscovering and getting back into?
Absolutely. I think my walking group, we have challenges every month. Last year we had, and one of the challenges was I took them for a ballet class, and they loved it. We had it in the library. We had to move chairs around, but we had a ball, and they loved it, and they keep on saying, when's the next class? So here it is.
Interestingly, Mike, I posted a couple of things on social media, and interestingly, I got so many comments from people that said, I used to dance, and I used to love it. I'd really like to try and do it again. And I think it's almost been classed as ballet you could only do it when you were younger, and then you grow out of it. But if you love to dance, it's intrinsic to you. So this is really for anybody out there who has loved to dance or just wants to experience it or try it. You are never too old or anything to give this a try.
This has been, I'm sure it's been an eye-opener for a lot of your followers on social media, Sarah. And obviously you've got a reputation for boldly trying a whole host of new and exciting things. But for you getting back into the ballet world for an experience, did it spark something for you? Did it stoke a desire to dance and move again?
I don't think I'm going to be performing anytime soon. I think they were very gracious with me, but it was beautiful, and certainly for the flexibility and the stretching and the different way of moving.
Yeah,
that was excellent. If they'll have me back, I'll start at the beginner class again. But interesting, when we were chatting, Colleen, you were chatting about how dance is so beneficial for so many people. And Colleen's actually done one of the interesting courses on relating to Parkinson's and the benefits of ballet and Parkinson's. Am I right, Cool?
Yeah, it all different genres, but the dance for Parkinson's was started in New York. And David Leventhal runs the dance for Parkinson's Worldwide. And we have a South African branch, which is fantastic. So,
wow.
And it just opens new neural pathways. And the masking.
So this was interesting. I didn't know this.
Masking, your facial muscles can, mm-hmm. So to be able to express yourself to the back of the theater, and you encourage them to express themselves facially, movement, different genres, and have fun. And it's also the interaction with other people, because Parkinson's, you can become withdrawn.
Yes.
But be able to dance to music and forget about those things. And music actually helps them to move. If you have you freeze, you can start singing to yourself and walk and do, and it's absolutely lovely. It's a brilliant program, and hopefully we can start one here in Salt Rock.
Well, this is amazing. Now that you are getting immersed in this space, and so there's science that backs up the fact that movement is medicine and dance is therapy, and what an amazing world to start exploring.
I mean, I think we focus on our analytical brain. So everything needs to be strategic, analytical, and this is how we're making decisions. And actually, we're ignoring that our bodies are meant to move, and we actually regulate and calm our nervous systems through movement, through music, through the arts, through all of these, being in community, in relationships. And so these are not nice to haves. They're actually what we should be cultivating in our life. So if you love dance, go and dance, because it's going to make you a better, grounded, more able to be a nicer person when you go out into the world.
Wow. And for anyone listening to this who thinks like, this is something I want to check out, I want to find out more, I want to see what Sarah's experience was, and to get an introduction to the world of ballet, and to Colleen, your friendly neighborhood teacher here in Salt Rock. Sarah, what's the smartest way to connect with you and to find out more?
So I'll do a post on Ordinarily Active, and if anybody wants Colleen's details, just pop me a message on Instagram or Facebook, or you can WhatsApp me, and I will pass on Colleen's details. So
super. That's the Ordinarily Active social media pages.
Yeah.
Instagram. Facebook as well?
Yeah.
More Instagram.
Yeah. Facebook's so busy. I get so many adverts. I'm like, ah.
So just ordinarily active. Any underscores?
No.
One word.
One word. Straight.
Ordinarily active. And this is ordinarily what we do on a Tuesday. Bold Heart. Diving boldly into an exciting new world of action and adventure and movement and music. And Colleen, it's been really cool to connect with you and to find out about what's happening in Salt Rock.
Thank you.
You know what I think one of the highlights of this series is how many interesting people there are in our area.
Absolutely. It's like this incredible treasure trove of people with experience to share. And Colleen, I'm really glad that you are still putting that experience out into the world and giving people a space where they can move and come alive, even if they were expelled many years ago from ballet.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's been great to have you on. And we'll definitely need to, I think, have a follow-up chat.
Maybe I'll be a little bit more graceful by the next time.
Hey, do you guys ever drop in?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. You're welcome to join.
Sarah, help me pick up some tights and we'll
absolutely.
We'll do it. And on a Tuesday, we'll do this again. Same time, same place next week, Sarah.
Next week, we're up in the mountains.
Oh, really? I'm waiting with bated breath. Right now, we're dancing into the next tune, and this has been a Bold Heart Tuesday on Radio Life and Style.